section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
All right. He needs to make a new drink before we get started. He's dry.
No.
Okay.
We'll do it at the contact.
Okay. All right. Well, then go ahead and give the old chop dilly.
On this one?
Yep. Chip chop.
Coming to you live from Truth or Consequences, New Mexico, it's IBWIP. On tonight's show, going back to work, IBWIP News Bulletin, What's Up in East Smoke, IBWIP Spaghetti Western, and your local traffic on the nines with your co-host, The Voice, Negative Nick, and me, Locks of Love Jason. And now your host, Blake Clayton.
All right, everybody, welcome to episode 175 for Burnsman IP. I am your host, the podcasting god.
Blake, I took it a little lower than normal.
Yeah, you were going a little low. I didn't even have the microphone set up for that.
That's okay.
All right, welcome everybody. We got a great show for you tonight. We got a great show going on for you tonight, and I'm really happy to have a lot of testosterone, a lot of penises.
Mm-hmm.
Jason, you seemed like you were
Like I have a penis.
A little fast. You seemed like you were in a little bit of a hurry.
I'm already started drinking, so it's
okay.
Starting to warp things.
All right. Now it's time for the introductions to this fine episode. First, let's welcome everybody's favorite Ed McMahon of podcasting, Locks of Love, Jason.
I burp. Jason burp. Here I am. I'm just as charismatic as Ed McMahon, too.
All right. He has not been on the show in over a year. In that time, he's been devoting his life to saving dolphins off the coast of Cuba. Welcome, Negative Nick.
Job.
It's all right to be back.
It's all right. You look good.
I feel good.
That's
that
all.
Cuban sun hits me hard.
Hard. How's the Cuban ladies?
Not as nice as those Cuban dolphins.
Oh. And finally, the man who does not drink and drive, but is the all-time record holder for the most check-ins untapped in one day, the voice, Dustin.
That's me.
So did you
drinking
see
a Dortmunder Gold from Great Lakes Brewery in Cleveland, Ohio tonight?
Did you notice I was able to call you a drunk without calling you a drunk?
Yeah, I'll allow it.
Let's fade it out.
Fade it out.
Fade it out. So good.
I'm fading.
Fade in. Fade out.
I'm fading fast. God, I'm excited to do this. Nick's across from us, or across from me. He's on the side
there
of
he
you.
Is. I hadn't heard from him forever. Not that I'd hear directly from you, but we all assumed you were dead.
Well, I don't think my assistant ever contacted you directly, no.
That's true.
So what have you been up to?
Besides the Cuban thing that you were good enough to guess at, that was fantastic.
Thank you.
Lot. We moved. Me and the girlfriend moved out of where we were and moved to somewhere else.
That's usually how it works.
That's crazy how
Isn't
that works.
How it does?
Yeah.
We were running from a scourge. Has anybody ever had bed bugs?
Oh, yeah. What
you
happened?
Can't get away. Well, we noticed them one night. We woke up just itching and couldn't figure out what was going on. And
crabs.
We,
that's usually the go.
It was actually crabs. Yeah. It was humongous crabs. Not even like the tiny
snow crabs that infested your house.
Alaskan king. We had Alaskan king crabs, and they brought the bed bugs.
He just likes aquatic life, is what I'm gathering.
The dangerous catch.
So, where did they come from? Did you go to a Muddy Roots festival or something?
We did go to a Muddy Roots festival. Got kicked out there for bringing our king crab bed bugs. Which, again, are the size of Buicks. We had two of them in the apartment, and that was plenty. They weren't even that bad. There was no room for us anymore.
Couch,
we had to go.
You know.
Did you trap them? How do you throw the cages? Do you throw them into the onto the bed and they just into it or what?
It's essentially like a bear trap that's just lined with fly paper. Mm. And in the middle, you just put a tiny little like doll sized bed, and that somehow attracts them. I don't know why.
That is awesome. I want to do that. We could like become professional bed bug trappers.
You get a show on TLC.
I was going to go A&E, but yeah, no, absolutely there.
Too bad he already got a job, Blake.
Right after Ghost Hunters.
Right. I do have a job. I am back in the working class.
Will you please tell us about going back to work?
Well, I'm not going to mention where I'm working.
But you're head of your class.
But it's a very mundane computer job that pays $5 less an hour than I was making. But I'm no longer milking off all you guys that are paying state taxes. So
thank you for
the salary for 3 months. You're I appreciate welcome. That.
We've all been there.
State taxes.
But the biggest problem I have noticed, and you Dustin, you and what? Jason see me every other Monday, and so you guys should have really told me about this prior to Nick. It's not your fault. This Thanks. Is not your fault, so I'm giving you a pass. But I have become so fat while this time I've been off work that I can no longer see my dick.
Well, sometimes, like, when you put on weight, it all goes to your dick, and that's usually not a problem.
Two things. First, I was going to tell you next week. And second of all, I can see your dick.
Yeah, so...
When I flop it into your face.
Uh-huh.
But, and I don't mean to get too personal. You guys all look pretty physically.
What are you talking about?
Yes, look all.
Let's get personal. Personal.
What did we talk about last week? You going down on girls with your nose? But let's not get too personal.
Yeah, let's not talk about that.
Reach the limit.
I've spent my life making fun of fat people. Mm-hmm. I have made numerous great jokes because up until I was 35, like, you could play my rib cage, you know.
You should make fun of them.
And yeah, because I'm better than them.
Absolutely.
I'm a better person than them. And so I've always just made fun of them. And I guess while I was off work, I had a tendency to eat all day and not be a little real active.
Yeah.
And the other day, well, I knew this first because I tried to put work pants on to go to work. I tried to put a pair of khakis on.
And you hadn't bought new ones. These are the ones from your previous
job.
Yeah,
contrary to what my wife suggested numerous times to try them on to see if they fit, I waited till the morning of my first day.
Looked like a couple of sausages, your legs all encased in tight khakis.
I didn't even get that far. I could not. Not only could, you know, like, normally when you have a pair of jeans that are a little tight, like, you got a hole of the button and you got a hole of the buttonhole and you're just almost there and you're kind of clicking almost there.
No, none of us can relate to this fatness.
I could not get those two anywhere the same. My thumbs would not touch. That's how fucking fat I've gotten.
What did you do? We know how you get fat, but what did you do to, like, remedy your pants situation?
You
so
went
you
to Goodwill and got a different pair.
No, tied two belts together?
I didn't have. It was 6 o'clock in the morning. I couldn't go to Goodwill. I tied two pants together. That would have worked. What I did was I went, sucked it in, fell onto the bed, and jammed them on. So I went through the first day of work like that.
With, like, holding your breath the entire day so the button didn't fly off?
Kind of.
Yeah.
But the next problem was when I got home and took them off, finally, there was this large ring around my whole body to where it was purple to, like, another hour, and I probably would have lost my use of my legs.
Yeah.
So much for first impressions. So you probably look like a weirdo all day.
That's weird. But so then I thought to myself, yeah, I think I might have a weight problem. Oh. I might be gaining too much weight.
At the end of the day?
Only, yeah. Well, I was in denial.
Something's up with these pants.
I was in denial most of the day. But then, so it's all in one area. Like, if you look at me from on the camera, I look very handsome, very, you know.
Svelte.
Very stealth, very stealth. Studious.
Very stealth.
Studious. But my belly region is where this is all at.
Yeah.
And so that night, as I cried.
Also known as the Mountain Dew region.
Right. That's the tank that holds all the excess Mountain Dew. But as I was sitting there, I went in the bathroom and I was crying on the toilet. Of course, I pooped in 3 seconds. Took care of all the wiping that's necessary for that.
Lightning fast shitter, as we all know.
But then I stood up and I just kind of looked down and I had no idea where my penis was.
I have an idea.
Where was it? Come on, Nick. Where was said penis?
You look so satisfied with your knowledge of his penis.
I think it was deep in the caves there.
The crevices of...
The crevasses.
The crevasses.
The flesh cave.
So now I understand why my ass stinks all the time and my ball sacks stink all the time. It's because I'm a fat ass and they don't get any air. So that's all I want to say about that.
Oh, okay.
If it makes you feel any better, when I gained weight years ago and was my heaviest, I had a job. So at least you had an excuse. I was at work all day and got fat.
Got fat?
Yeah.
Oh, you fucking fat ass. I'm in that the nicest way possible.
Yeah. And here's Fat Ass with the news. Driver says, God told her, I'll take it from here. So she let go of the wheel, promptly runs over a motorcycle.
Jesus, let go of the wheel.
It's Jesus, take the wheel. Get your Carrie Underwood songs straight.
But she wanted him to take the...
Yeah, while driving along the roads of Fort Wayne, Indiana, a car suddenly and inexplicably swerved directly into Anthony Oliveri. Police say the car not only ran over his bike, but also Oliveri, leaving him badly injured on the road. The car just kept on driving.
Well, that's kind of like Grand Theft Auto 5. I mean, you can hit somebody and just keep going. Right?
Yeah, this is real life.
It's just like that. How many stars do you get for running over a motorcyclist?
Is it 3?
I think so.
Okay. Oh, so it was a motorcycle. He wasn't just like, tring, tring, like bicycling.
No, no bicicleta. Okay. This was a moto. Yeah. So the car ran over his midsection, breaking all his ribs on his left side. Luckily, evidently, his right side was okay. So, you know, bright side, silver lining. You know, he can breathe very carefully on that side.
And hopefully that's the one he writes with.
Right. Damaged his spleen.
That's ridiculous.
Nick looked at me like, really?
Bruised his kidneys, leaving him with road rash that covered much of his back and extremities. It's amazing that he lived. Oliveri and his fiance attribute his survival to divine intervention. Mm. Ironically, it's that very excuse which the driver would later use as her defense. Police caught up with the woman who hit Oliveri several blocks down the road. According to the police report, the woman, identified as 25-year-old Priyanda C. Hill, told them that she was driving and out of nowhere, God told her he would take it from here, and she let go of the wheel and let him take it. Hill now faces several charges, including...
You're taking liberties with that accent, I think.
You think so? Yeah, it's Indiana, yeah. So, yeah.
Well, my question, I guess, I don't mean to stop you, but...
No, you're fine.
Wouldn't you argue with God for a second if Jesus said, hey, I'll drive, go, are you sure I got this? Yeah. You know, is your license up to date? I wouldn't just, like, if I got a thought in my head of, oh... Jesus, I'll take the wheel. All right, and she just like let go. There was no questioning it.
I want to know why Jesus is so adamant about driving all the time.
Maybe it's her ride.
Who is this woman that Jesus talks directly to her? That's what I want to know. What's so special about her?
Her name's Priyanda.
Okay, question answered.
Okay.
Also, it strikes me that she was the biggest shocker for me in this. She's only 25?
Yep.
That's like 3 times younger than I was expecting for this story. The whole buildup was like, this lady's like foot in the grave already.
Right. Yeah.
I'm older than that, and God has never talked to me. So
maybe you're just not listening.
Maybe
enough,
God just doesn't want to drive my protege. Shit.
Right. What does it say what she was driving? Mm.
Was it a new car?
Maybe she was driving a car. That's what it says.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Just kept on driving.
Wait, what happened to the days when a news article had detail? Like, what you know, hey, so, Sonny, what happened over there? You know, what happened?
Hey, Sonny.
Yeah, what happened to that?
Now it's just some lazy...
Yeah, spotless detail.
Yeah, well, it says here she's currently out on bail, see? Yeah.
So what... But,
God took care of that for her.
Yes.
Are these computers have made everybody lazy, and even the reporters are lazy. Like, oh, I got a blog. All I got to do is write 4 sentences, and some guy will use it in his podcast. I mean, I want the details.
Yeah. I think that's the underlying message of this article about a man being run over by a car is people are just getting lazy and ripping stuff from online.
Boom.
Becoming fat, bunch of fucks.
Dustin, way to go.
Yep. This one, yeah, I'm not quite sure about this one. Little old lady. You were talking about an old lady. Here's an old lady story for you. She was arrested for making fur coats with neighbor's cats.
Oh. I can't wait to see what you think this story is about.
Jesus, take my cat. The recent disappearance of domestic animals in the neighborhood started to arise suspicion from local residents when some people started to notice the old lady's particular fur coats, some even recognizing their cats in the coat's furs.
Ooh.
Hey, that's my Tabby.
Yeah, yeah.
That's Whiskers.
Like you said, think if you walk out your front door and you're missing your cat and you see the old lady across the street, you're like, why is my cat hanging on that woman? But then you get closer and you find out your cat's been skinned alive and dead.
Now, she denied this before being caught on videotape by a private detective hired by local residents to follow the suspicious lady.
Stop.
Wearing the cat coat.
I'm sorry.
Meow.
This is okay.
There's so many disappearances of domestic cats, which you can find thousands of them anywhere.
Yeah.
That the people of this city block decided to hire a private investigator.
I think one person did. I don't think the whole street organized something.
Okay, so you have a $20 cat that you're gonna pay some guy $500 to stalk some old lady. It's a $20 fucking cat that there's hundreds of them all over the place.
You priced this whole thing out. That must be the... Is that the best or worst job the private investigators ever had?
Right. Usually I find, women cheating on men and husbands, and I videotape them having sex, but now I'm gonna videotape this old lady cutting up cats.
I found out there is more than one way to skin a cat.
Right. Woo, that was good.
Yeah. No? That is good. It's a horrifying thought.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, she's not selling these. She's just wearing them out her front door.
She's building, she's market. Getting the word of mouth out.
The inventory.
This is the prototype. And then she's going to move to, bigger scale operation.
You never use your own product.
But no. Woman. Well, she got high on her own supply. It is believed the old lady started at first to raise her own cats, but finally decided to capture neighboring cats because she got too attached to the little critters, she admitted in court.
It takes... How long does it take to make a cat... I mean, to grow a cat big enough to make it... God, this is making me mad. She started to use her own cats and make, So she buys a bunch of kittens. It takes them like 4 years to get full grown.
I think it's just like a Christmas tree farm. You just have a ton of them waiting, and every year you harvest a little bit and you get some new ones.
She's got some cat wranglers.
Now, you have been in the cat whiskers... Whisker basket business. Mm-hmm. Have you ever had a run-in with this lady? Have you guys ever worked out a deal? Because
This is Janelle. She lives three streets over from me, and we do... she'll take the cat furs, and I say, you know what, just put the whiskers in my mailbox, and bada bing, bada boom.
Did she put them in an envelope or?
She
throws them in there?
She wraps it around the little flag. Just ties a little.
Wait, Janelle, like three blocks down?
Mm-hmm.
Those are cat coats? Those are nice coats.
They're very nice. She does excellent
work.
Does
she have an Etsy?
She's really old. She doesn't know what that is.
Oh, someone should help
her. Send
the
personals.
Really? I mean, they look professional. I'm surprised that I'm 180ing on this, but you know what? It's a nice coat.
We're for it now. We're for what this woman does.
Yeah.
Kill the cats.
Well, legal experts assess the 85-year-old woman could spend up to 18 months in jail for a crime. So if you guys might be able to work out some kind of consignment deal with her, because she's going to need money for the commissary to buy, not cat
They're not just going to throw those coats away.
Is it because of her advanced age that she's only doing the 18 months, they really not care about these cats?
Right. Yeah. Because you know what? The lawyer, the state's attorney is like, they're only like fucking worth like $20 a piece,
I can get you back.
Going right on cats is $20. We all know that.
My wife has a cat and I fucking hate that thing. I would have given it to her if she would have just asked.
Yep.
Amen.
Amen. So, well, that old lady, we should take up like a donation thing.
Hit the donate button.
I can't get a PayPal account for Crazy Cat Lady.
Yes.
Crazy Cat Coats.
Crazy Cat Coats.
Kickstarter for Crazy Cat Coats.
KKK.
It's actually CCC.
Yeah. Well, he took it that way. So.
All right. Hey, I appreciate
the K's make. You can't go crazy without a K and expect to actually sell anything.
Go crazy without a K.
Do we want the last story?
Oh, why not?
All right.
I'm having a good time.
High school teachers accused of sexing their students on a beach.
Here we go again!
Sexing.
This drives me insane, okay?
All right, here we go.
God.
Let's go to Orange County, California, where two high school teachers... Yeah, Orange County, so you know.
Yeah. I saw that movie.
Quality. They were arrested this week after they allegedly threw an alcohol-fueled overnight sex on the beach party.
Nice.
For a group of male students.
Who hasn't thrown one of those, right?
It's not clear how old the students were. The Orange County Sheriff's Department, so I'm hoping they weren't kindergartners. You know, they wouldn't know what to do in that kind of situation.
That's the big problem there. Inexperience.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're going to have
many social faux pas.
If you're going to have a booze-filled beach party, you can't be inviting first graders.
I totally fucked up my first beer bong when I was in first grade. So as a kindergartner, I can't even remember.
Oh, just I can just see them. About that. They're just sitting in their diaper on the sand and just shove it in their mouth. And meanwhile, a lady's trying to put her vagina in their face.
Yeah. So
when he first started, like from when he read the title, I had something completely different in my mind.
Now you don't.
Well, yeah, now it's way off.
Melody Lippert, 38, and Michelle Girelli, 30, first came under suspicion. South Hills High School teacher Melody Lippert allegedly met a group of... Yeah, this is what I just said. Okay. That was a sheriff's department quote that I'm not going to read because I pretty much already said it. A few weeks later, Lippert allegedly set up an overnight camping trip to the same beach with some students along with Michelle Girelli, who had taught at South Hills before being assigned to work in the school's district offices.
Okay, sorry again, I'm stopping you.
There's one sentence left.
Okay, all right.
The two women are suspected of having sexual relations with the students. Imagine that. They threw a sex orgy and they had sex with them. But it was not sponsored by the school.
Oh.
Huh.
Okay, so we've had stories like this where teachers have had sex with students, got busted, and then, oh my God, I can't believe I got busted. Here's what I'm putting together. First of all, alcohol is usually involved. Yep. Second of all...
Why do you think I drink so much?
Teacher...
Trying to bang some students?
Teachers seem to work in tandems. Usually when we tell these stories, there's more than one teacher who is, you know, putting her vagina in.
And that's what I'm saying. Those kindergartners' hands aren't big enough to handle four.
That's right. So you're saying like behind one hot teacher is always another, is usually one other hot teacher?
Yeah, and that's usually the fat one who has never had a boyfriend.
Under rather than behind, but yeah, whatever.
She'll work harder though.
That's true. That's true. She'll appreciate it more.
You know she's not gonna. You know she's not gonna blab. That's probably what the hot one gets the ugly fat one involved because she needs somebody that she can have do the dirty work and trust not that it's not gonna nail.
Yep. Yep.
Nick, have you ever had sex with a teacher?
Oh, gonna hold off on that. No, no, I haven't. Have you?
Did they have to be your teacher or just a teacher?
I mean, I've learned things from them. I've been taught in the bedroom, like, turn off the goddamn light. For God's sake, how many times do I have to tell you? And then I get a gold star, and that's cool, but...
Dustin, do you want to...
No, I just had a question.
You said something about... What was it? Go ahead and...
I just said, did they have to be my teacher or the...
A teacher.
Just a teacher in general.
Okay, what Dustin's trying to get at is that Boing. He may or may not, at some point, seen a teacher naked.
Just seen one.
That's all I can say.
Okay.
He's still a friend.
He doesn't want to say anything. That's fine.
Yeah, he doesn't want to say, hey, I've had sex with... Right?
I want to know... How do these stories get out? Who is ratting? What is the deal?
The students are always the dumbasses that rat these guys out.
Yeah.
It pisses me off because, first of all...
I think it's the one kid that somehow found out about it that wasn't invited. He's like, I didn't get my dick wet.
He's the DD. He always rats him out.
God, it's always some student
they can
has
only
to
handle-
brag to another student about it, and then this student tells that nerdy kid who, again, doesn't have any friends, it's the opposite of the fat teacher, he goes and blabs it to everybody.
It's not that kid's fault. You can't tell anyone.
If he would have waited, they'd have, you know, set up another train 2 weeks later and, you know, taken on another town.
How do you organize a camping trip for a sex-fueled alcohol drug? How do you set one of those up as a teacher?
Like TripAdvisor, I think.
That's right. Yeah. Trivago, maybe.
Yeah.
I think Starved Rock's having one in the spring. I'll have to look into that.
I usually head out to Turkey Run. It's always on the same weekend. Such a bummer. It is. It really probably has to start with the exchanging of phone numbers, right? In order for, because it says they started like sexting and stuff, so it probably starts with someone giving someone else their phone number.
Snapchat.
But when is it appropriate to send your teacher, give your teacher a phone number, and vice versa?
Oh God, it's got to be the weekend, right?
It's got to be the weekend.
On a Friday, right before class gets out, say, hey, what's your phone number, by the way? I might have some extra work you need to do.
Yeah.
Maybe you run into them at Chili's at the bar at happy hour.
But then your parents are there.
Yeah, that's true.
You're with your parents.
You just go into the bathroom, you send a sex to your teacher, like right out. You do this like Friday night so that the teacher is worried about going to jail for the rest of their life for the entire weekend. And then they're putty in your tiny, tiny hands on Monday.
Then Monday morning you walk into the classroom, you're like, I own this bitch now.
It is probably like a very elaborate ruse, like a long con for maybe the teacher gave him a detention once, and then throughout the year he just built to this point where he's like, eventually I'm going to fuck this teacher, and then I'm going to rat on her.
It would take I'm going to fuck her, then I'm going to rat on her.
I'm going to ruin her life. Then I'm gonna She'll lose her degree. She'll be paying student loans for a job she no longer has.
After specifically writing that you wouldn't do all these things on the board 100 times.
Right, just like Bart Simpson. All right, well.
Things thank pronounced you. Samson.
Thank you for the news. Thanks, Dustin.
You're welcome.
Wah, music. Let's hear some. Why Sleep Alone by the Boone Swagglers.
120 listeners were asked, what is your favorite part of the show? 119 responded, the end.
Ain't nothing wrong with myself, I just hate everybody else. If you got an issue, go tell someone who cares. I tell you, fuck you to your face, why whoop your ass across this place. It ain't no wonder, Lord, why I sleep alone. And there's a long back train headed straight to the hill. There's an empty room and a cheap motel. There's a breath you can see from my blood. I can't remember the name, Lord, every night. Well, it's the same damn thing. It ain't no wonder, Lord, why I sleep alone. Care of her with a baseball bat. And when I got home, I asked my dear old dad, why'd you send? Well, he sat me down and said, look here, son. Well, while he pulled out his old trusty Colt 41, he said, next time, boy, don't you get blood on your hands. And there's a long black train headed straight to hell. There's an empty room at a cheap motel. There's a breath you can see from my blood running cold. Well, there's some pills I took, I can't remember the name, Lord, every night. It's the same damn thing, it ain't no wonder, Lord, why I sleep alone.
Baby, don't thrill me no more. Nah, baby, don't thrill me no more. Well, baby, don't thrill me no more. Nah, baby, don't thrill me no more. I'm afraid for the day when you might say you don't thrill me no more. Yeah, baby, don't thrill me no more. Now, baby, don't thrill me no more. I'm afraid for the day when you might say you don't thrill me no more. Well, down in Alabama, baby, that's where we'll say I do. Well, there'll be no shotgun daddy waiting, just all my love for you. Through feast and famine, baby, through ice and rising water. Well, the only thing I worry now is that I won't do. Don't thrill me no more. Oh, I'm afraid for the day when you might say
formal rights. And for the only tie that binds us now is all my love for you. Through the wreck and ruin, baby, through trial and tribulation. Well, the only thing I worry now is that I won't do for you. Well, baby, you don't thrill me no more.
And that was Don't Thrill Me No More by J.D. Wilkes and the Dirt Daubers. I saw them at the High Note last year.
Did you hear that last episode of IBWIP? OMG, those guys are nuts. So nuts, in fact, that I'm going to email the show at blake@ibwip.com and tell them I'm their biggest and possibly only fan. I love hearing all the past episodes, especially the ones with BJ and Colby. Blake is the coolest, and that's why I subscribe to all of IBWIP's social media outlets. YouTube, Facebook, Vine, Instagram, Twitter, and possibly up to 7 more. Guys, you keep making them, and I'll keep listening. That was supposed to happen earlier.
When troubled times begin to bother me, I take a token on my cares, go up and smoke.
All right, I had some technical difficulties. There's a young child in here that needs something.
Uh-oh.
So, Jason,
what's up?
You're the parent. You can handle it.
I'll be right back, fellas.
All right, thank you very much. Well, folks, we are proud to announce we have a sponsor for the next few months.
Woohoo!
Sponsorship! Booyah!
Sponsorship!
Sponsorship. And if you look on the screen on our YouTube page, you can see it says Craft Vapory. Craft Vapory is like a Juice of the Month Club.
You know, okay.
You can get razors for. You can get bark boxes. We used to make. Remember, you used to get bark boxes.
No.
Yeah. Well, I used to get bark boxes.
Okay.
Now we get e-juice. Now, let me put it up on the screen here. So this is the box. If you can, you kind of hold that up a little bit there, like up a little bit. Anyway, fuck that. Anyway,
like
so,
this.
Yeah. So we get this box every month. It's a really cool website. craftvapory.com. All right.
That's what it says on the box.
Right. So what it is this is why I like it. I'm going to give you the long and short of it, then we're going to get into some detail about what the package that I got. So you go on the website, you sign up for a subscription. You can, you know, go month by month. You can get more than 1 month.
Do you get a discount if you go longer?
We'll get
you're probably
going
to tell me that.
We'll get to that.
I'm anxious to find out about this.
Right?
All new info.
Fuck, I know. And so what I like about it is you can decide how many bottles you want. You get 3, 4, up to 8 bottles a month, okay?
Okay.
That you can get. Now, what's really cool about this is you're not going to get a box with 7 shitty juices and one good one that you like. What you do is...
I hate when that happens.
I hate it. When you go on the website, first, you decide what milligram of nicotine you need.
Yeah.
Then you decide how many bottles you want to get a month, right? Based on price, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
You go up to 8. Then you go through... And you can you pick from the categories of flavors, you pick which ones you like.
Do they have tapioca?
Not specifically. They're more kinds.
Gotcha.
You're killing me.
All right.
And then you also then from those same ones, you pick ones you don't like. So you have yum and yuck. All right? You pick those out, then they send you every month the ones they send you are based off of your likes and your dislikes.
Ah, gotcha.
Great stuff. So hand me that card right there. So I got my box. I got my box, and I put it up on the screen here.
And it's got your name and a heart.
It's got my name and a heart. So this
Aww.
Is so the best thing about Craft Vapory is because they almost got me divorced. Because I open up the box, and Molly says, "Why is there a heart on this said thing?" So I opened it up eagerly.
It's not from Bill Tomlin.
And there's a handwritten card, and we're going to show this in just a second.
Was it glitter?
The handwritten card says, "Hey, Blake, hope you're having... an epic 2015, which of course I am. And it says, thank you for checking out Craft Vapery. We have you set up with the yummy box of juices and a few bottles extra, because I know I'm cool. It's a tester series. And it says, enjoy XOXO Meriwether.
Damn.
Hello.
That's two hugs, two kisses.
That's two hugs, two kisses. Jason's going to put it up on the screen.
Upset wife.
You said you never even talked to Meriwether before. She's already hugging and kissing you? Like, what are you doing?
She knows quality when she reads it.
Right. She knows quality. So along with I'm hoping that you all get love letters like I got on mine.
Those IBWIP boys love their X's and O's.
Right. So then they give you the bottles. We got three different bottles. We got Loopy.
Yeah, that was the one I just looked at.
Space Rockets. And Cactus Cooler. Now, what's cool about this is it's all different kinds of companies. It's not just one company's brand.
Cactus Cooler.
All different kinds. And so you're probably thinking to yourself, well, how do I know what's what?
That's what I was thinking.
And you remember when you were a kid and you collected baseball cards?
Every day. Every single day.
All right. So now, Jason's going to put these up on the screen.
Boom.
Wow.
They give you baseball cards of the juice. Now, flip one over and read what the front of it is.
Are there stats on the back?
Is it a rookie card?
There's stats, and I think they are rookie cards.
Craft Vapery, Series 2. This one's Loopy. You flip it around. What do you got? Manufacturer. You got the PG-VG ratio. You've got the flavor profile. You've got the flavor description. The date even it was drafted. Because you're always talking about the fresh batches and stuff. It tells you right on there.
Yeah.
And then the name of the hometown. There you go. Right on the back.
Is that incredible or what?
It's pretty awesome.
It's pretty cool. You got to admit, it's pretty cool. So right now I'm doing the Cactus Cooler, and so we'll
Cactus Cooler.
And what's nice about this is I'm not really going to go into detail too much about the actual juices because I didn't get them all vaped, you know, yet. So
you're slacking.
I got two of them though. So hold on. So
he's only one man. He can only smoke so much.
You can put him down. So
oh, here we go. You hear that?
Look at his face. Look how much he loves it. He's loving it.
Cactus Cooler. Now, did you read Cactus Cooler?
I will now.
And if you could get it out of there, the Cactus Cooler has a robot on the front of it. Jason,
oh, it does.
Give us the 411.
Made by Cyber Liquids. PG-VG ratio is 50-50, so right down the middle.
Right.
Even Stevens.
Even Stevens.
Flavor profile. Primary, it's a tropical and exotic fruits. Secondary, citrus. So not screwing around.
No, not screwing around.
It's probably as good as two servings of fruit for your daily needs, too.
Right. And hey, show the bottle real quick.
Here's the bottle. It's kosher as well.
Oh, my.
So if I was a Hebrew, I could...
The Hasids love
right?
this.
You'd be fine.
If I was Jewish, I'd be good to go, right? All right, cool.
Leave the vending machine alone and instead reach for this delightfully refreshing brand of Hawaiian pineapples and Florida oranges drafted September 14, 2014 in Buena Park. Buena Park.
Oh,
known for one thing, and that's
vape juice.
You're goddamn right.
So,
and you know what they say about pineapple?
What?
It'll make you taste better. Somali.
Oh,
appreciate
you,
it.
See,
that's true. They thought of everything.
Or maybe Meriwether gave me pineapple for a reason. So, first of all, the box is super cool. It's got a lot of designs on it. And what they do is they have this little hashtag thing. So they give you a card every month, and then it's the hashtag best of the box. And yep, and what you do is. After you've vaped all three, you take you put the bottles in a little circle, and you take a picture of it, then hashtag it on Instagram and whatever, and so you know just kind of tell you what's going on. And if you look at the box, thank you, Jason. Yet again, you did a wonderful job. I wish your breasts were bigger. The cool about the box is I thought I was going to get a gun because it's got this hardcore like. Fancy ass
foam lining,
and
bullets are in there too. So you think there'd be a gun in there?
There's some bullets in there. So you're like, hey, if I don't like this, and there's also one in there that tastes like Fruit Loops, and it was called Loop.
Yeah, I saw that.
And my brother came over today, and I put it in his tank because the cheap bastard won't buy any of his own juice. So he's like, hey, let me try that new juice of yours. I'm like, all right, whatever. Dude, it tastes just like Fruit Loops.
And that's the thing. Like, I don't even vape, but I love Fruit Loops. So like. That's that's even appealing to me.
You could get a zero nicotine level.
I was just going to say that, because when we were writing the other day, we were looking at the site, and you're showing me, I think you went over while I was helping Eli, how easy the site is to navigate. But I was like, why is there a zero nicotine level? And you say just for people who want people the flavor. Like
right, or people have already gotten, you know, you work your way down. Yeah. I've been working my way down. I started at a 24. I'm down to a 6. I'm hanging out at a 6 because
you
I have...
You still want a party. Out of your system. But right. I like to hang.
I like the party, bro.
Hey, I like to go on the beach, party with...
Hey, bro.
I might be down to 6 mils, but I still know how to party.
Right. Ain't no party like a 6 mil party.
Because a 6 mil party is delicious from Craft Vapes.
Craft Vapory. CraftVapory.com. All right, so this is what we're going to do.
Uh-oh.
We're going to... Our gazillions of listeners need to pay attention right now. 40 minutes, 9 seconds into the show, this is what they need to do. We're going to give away... 1 month subscription to Craft Vapory and a Craft Vapory T-shirt.
Nice.
Now you're probably thinking to yourself, Blake, what do I got to do?
Well, I'm wondering that very same thing.
What do you do?
So here's all you got to do. You have to go to our YouTube page and subscribe, and then go to our Instagram page and follow us.
They already should be.
Right, they should be, but just in case they're not. So from this is going to come out on the 23rd of January until February 7th. So you got 2 weeks. Get subscribed and follow us on Instagram. What we'll do after those 2 weeks is Jason is going to sit down and go through, because we can see who...
I'm going to crunch all the numbers.
Going to crunch all the numbers. We're going to...
run through our adding machines.
We're going to draw names. Okay? We're going to draw a name. First prize gets the Craft Vapory subscription and the T-shirt. Second place gets a IBWIP swag bag.
Very cool.
All right, with
swag
some,
bag.
With some stuff in
stuff
it.
Stuff we all get, right, guys?
It's an autographed headshot.
So, again, subscribe to the YouTube page. Follow us on Instagram, okay?
It's just that easy.
It's just that easy. Now, you're thinking to yourself, that's awesome. What more could Craft Vapory do for us?
What more could they do for us?
I'll tell you! I will tell you what they will do. For the next 3 months... We have a promo code. IBWIP is the promo code. If you go to their website, you get 10% off any other, what do they call it, e-commerce, whatever.
I think any individual purchase is 10% off.
Right.
And it's 20% off. What was
20%
it?
Off of your first month subscription for that.
For about the next 90 days.
Yes. But yes. If I were you, I'd do it quick.
Yeah.
Because
why sleep on it?
They might cut us off after this video. They might be like, no, I... Don't think so. Jason's tits aren't big enough.
You said a disrespectful thing about Meriwether.
No, I want to meet her. I want to have her.
She has better handwriting than my ex-wife.
I want her to come to my house.
The woman against we're all judged.
Right. Yeah. Right. So,
hey, when I see good penmanship on a woman, it's not a bad thing.
Right. So you want 20% off of your first month subscription, craftvapory.com, promo code IBWIP. 10% off of your purchase, because it's not just juice, guys. You can get
all races, all creeds,
all colors. But you can get mods on there. You can get tanks. You can get all the other kind of stuff that you need.
They got everything
you need. So go there, order something. Use promo code IBWIP. Then go over, subscribe to us on YouTube.
Yep.
And then follow us on Instagram. And guess what? You could win.
You could.
It's just that easy. It's like getting rewarded for doing nothing.
It's, exactly. And it's not just you could, but one of you will.
Right. And then on February 8th, me and Jason are going to do a video, and we're going to announce the winner on our YouTube page.
Completely nude.
Completely buck naked as a jaybird. I think by then Jason will maybe want to put your hair in a ponytail. Just, I mean, because it's going to look
pigtails,
good.
Pigtails, buddy.
Pigtails. Nice.
Craft City.
Handlebars.
CraftVapory.com. All right, check it out. Faux shizzle. That's what we're doing.
Well, I tell you what. I think now it's time to get into our spaghetti western, our ongoing story about Dick Justice.
All right. Sit back and relax, folks. This is going to be interesting.
Gather around the radio, young gunslingers, and strap on your spurs. It's time for another installment of the harrowing adventures of our hero, Sheriff Dick Justice. Let's saddle up with our sheriff and his trusty deputy, Orville Shivers, as they protect the dusty town of Hatchet Wound, Texas.
When we last left our hero, Sheriff Dick Justice, he had his gun pointed directly at Deputy Shivers and two guns pointed back at him. Will Deputy Shivers be forced to go to jail? Will Peggy convince Justice to do the right thing? And will Dastardly Dirk ever get the chance to have his one-on-one showdown against the sheriff? Stay tuned to find out.
I ain't gonna tell you again, Deputy Shivers. Put the gun down.
Justice, if you ever want to taste this sweet nectar of mine again, you'll put that gun down.
Holy shit! Justice, you just shot Peggy right between the eyes.
You're damn right I did. Women are a dime a dozen, but there's only one Justice.
You've done gone mad, Sheriff Justice. Downright mad.
Maybe so. But I'm hauling you in. Dastardly Dirk, congratulations. You're the new deputy of Hatchet Wound, Texas.
Ah, not interested. My beef is with you, Justice. You and I have a score to settle. Hector is dead, Shivers is gay, and now Peggy's dead. Soon, you'll be dead too. Or maybe we'll find out you're transgender or something. I don't know. I don't write the script.
Gentlemen, gentlemen, this is hot and out of hand. You can't just stand in the street for four episodes, revering and screaming and shooting each other. It's just not civilized. What is this, Tombstone or something? Come into a bar and let's sit and talk this out, like men.
Too long, Wang. This ain't concerning you. Don't try to be a hero. Just head back into the bar and let us handle this.
You don't tell me what to do, cowboy. Now let's go. We have a soda and talk this through, shall we? You want Pepsi or Coke?
There ain't nothing to talk about. I'm here, I'm queer, and I killed Hector for breaking my heart. Justice, I ain't going to jail. You may be the law, but you ain't God.
Oh, great. Yet another character to compete with for time. Are we ever going to have our dual justice? Or am I just going to have to shoot me an Asian to get this show on the road? To be honest, for a villain, I've been pretty patient here.
Y'all are pissing me off. Maybe I'll just shoot all of you.
Sheriff, what happened to the Dick Justice I used to know? What happened to the kind, understanding man who served the people of this fine town? Kept him safe? Has time and the hot Texas sun hardened your heart? Have you forgotten why you became a lawman? To protect and serve. To right the wrongs.
Who are the White and Wongs? I never heard of them.
Typical Asian. He said, right the wrongs.
Ah, so.
Shivers, you shot a man in cold blood. Whether it's because he took your butthole virginity, broke your heart, or teabagged you while you were asleep, it ain't okay to do that. Now, I can only say this calmly one more time. Put down your weapon and come with me to the jailhouse. If you don't, by the count of three, I'm going to shoot you dead on the spot. And as for you, Dirk, this is the end of the line for you. Hell, maybe it's the end of the line for me, too.
Wait. Let's all go inside and have a drink. Remember, I have Coke and Pepsi. We can work this out. Justice, it sounds like you're having a midlife crisis. Shivers, you sound like a man whose heart has been broken.
And what about me, Too Long Wang?
You sound like Snivy Riprash.
Will everyone stop saying that? I'm Dastardly Dirk, the most hated villain in the land.
You haven't even shot a gun since this thing started. You must not be too evil.
Why, you little yellow bastard. Now, Sheriff, it's time to get down to business. With Too Long Wang out of the scene, you have no choice but to confront me and finally meet your maker.
Well, since you shot that little old Asian fella, that's all the reason I need.
You did it, Sheriff. You did it. You killed Dastardly Dirk. He was the fastest gunman in the North-South-West region.
Deputy, I just don't know if this law thing is for me anymore. It's too hard to tell the difference between right and wrong. All this killing makes a man wonder what it's all about. I'm sorry, Possum. It's time for me to move on to the next town. I've been a drifter all my life. I thought I could settle down here in Hatchet Wound, but it doesn't seem to have worked out that way. I'm sorry, Shivers, but I gotta do this.
Don't do it, Dick! Don't do it!
Move a man, hit him up, move a man, hit him up, rawhide! Cut him out, ride him out!
Well, that's all for now, young cowpokes. Be sure to tune in next time to see what happens on an all-new harrowing adventures of Sheriff Dick Justice. Same Dick time, same Dick channel.
Holy shit!
What I said. Holy shit!
I don't know. If that's the first time you've ever listened to one of our
go back to iTunes, find those old episodes.
Oh, it's yeah. You got to check out. You got to follow what's going on, and it's definitely worth listening to. This story's not over.
It's the new Lost.
It's not over.
It sounds like it's over, but you're saying it's not over.
I can guarantee you, with every bone in my body and a fat ass belly, that this is not over with.
You can't see it, but you know it's there, and it knows it's not over.
Right. Exactly. Well, we had a little technical difficulty, as we do in every show. Mm-hmm. So this next segment doesn't have an intro.
What?
Let's make one up.
Okay. I'll make one up.
Okay.
What's the name of the segment?
This next segment is It Burns When I Sing.
You going to make one up now?
Yep.
It burns
when I sing. When I sing. All right, folks. This is what we do. Dustin.
Yeah.
Negative Nick.
Yeah.
And Jason are gonna compete. Now, what we do here is I'm going to play a song clip for you, and I'm going to stop it at any random point, and when it's your turn, you need to A, finish the line. If you say the line, you get 1 point. If you sing the line, you get 5 points. If you can name what the song is and who the artist is, you get 1,000 points.
Wow, it went up.
Who scaled this?
Some of us are better than others at this game, probably. So, I wanted to be fair, so I'm starting all the songs off at the beginning. I thought about cutting into a middle, but
cold intros.
I was going to do that, but I think it's best if everybody gets a feel of the song. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Nick, you have been gone the longest, so we're going to let you go first. Oh. Okay, so pick a number between 1 and 6.
It's like Deal or No Deal. Where's the hot chicks with the briefcases?
4.
Okay. Now, listen to the song and prepare. As soon as I stop it, you need to say the next line.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge. Straight out of Compton, crazy motherfucker named
Oh, that would be Straight Outta Compton by Ice Cube.
And the line, next line?
All you N-words, follow me, because it's all good in the H-I-Z. Y'all know what's happening, y'all know what's down. Y'all coming with me, we going to Pound Town.
Yes! Nailed it!
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
Oh, you want me to sing it this time? All right.
Okay, so it's obvious there's no pause here.
There's no pause?
Straight out of Compton, crazy motherfucker named Ice Cube. From the gang called Niggas with Attitudes.
When I'm called off, I got a sawed off.
Squeeze the trigger and bodies are hauled off. You two play in
the this is with me. This is the alternate cut. All right.
Remix! All right, so obviously you didn't get the words right, but...
Listen, it was good. It was
I'm going to give you 47 points for the freestyle.
Thank you.
You got the name of the song right. You got the band right, so that's 1 point.
He said Ice Cube, right?
He said N.W.A.
Did he?
No, and then he said Ice Cube.
I said Ice Cube.
But you said Straight Outta Compton.
Yeah.
That's okay, that's what you got right. So,
and he had the current, the proper rapper of the group that was.
All right, so we'll give him 3 points for that. So 52 points for you, Nick.
Wow. Very nice.
Very nice.
Unprecedented, perhaps.
Pound Town.
All right, up next, Jason.
I will also pick number 4.
You cannot pick number 4. 1, 2, 3, or 5, 6.
This number 1. Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. Very nice.
Woo!
Yours never.
I got it.
Fucking nailed it. Actually, you didn't. It is wahoo. You just did woo.
No, I think I got it.
We'll give you a chance to redeem yourself.
There's a double syllable.
Redeem myself.
What's going on here? I just think we should all dance all the rest of the night.
Celebrate good times, come on. Celebrate.
You know I'm gonna celebrate. By Lips Incorporated.
You know.
Okay. You got none of that right.
That's cool in the gang,
I don't
son.
Know. I don't know. I think that was right.
I think it's NWA
I'm gonna give you one point just because I feel sorry for
it's
you.
It's an NWA centric. It burns when I sing.
Yes.
You ain't down with cool in the game.
All right, Dustin.
Yeah.
You are our resident expert.
I do run a record shop. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So you have 2, 3, 5, or 6.
Is there a degree of difficulty on those? Do I get extra points for one?
Should I ask that?
I would think that 5 or 6 would be more difficult than 1, 2, or 3.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay. Well, I'll save that for the second round. I'll go with the deuce.
You gotta go poop?
I'm gonna take a number 2.
Okay, here we go.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, bass. Yeah, it's pretty clear.
Bitch, don't mess with my levels, because I'm all about the bass and not the treble. And my car stereo.
I don't think
I don't listen to Meghan Trainor.
Ah, you got the name right.
No, I know the
because you know I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble.
That's all I know.
I'm all about
that bass,
no trouble. I'm all about that bass, bass. Yeah, it's pretty clear. I ain't no size 2, but I can shake it like I'm supposed to do.
Okay, that's enough. You got the name right. I'm going to give you 2 points for that.
Okay.
Can you name the song?
Yeah, all about that bass.
Okay, that's 1 point.
I can name the album. It's called Tidal.
Can you name...
It came out last week.
Can you name the subject matter of the song?
It's supposed to be about that ass.
There you go. I'll give you 3 points for that, so you have 6 points.
Hey, I know songs about that ass.
All right, so it's 52-6-1.
Mm-hmm.
Negative Nick, you can pick...
Or you can take the physical challenge. Don't
3, 5, or 6. 3, 5, or 6. You have a comfortable lead.
And you were saving the 5 and 6 for the second round, so then we could both take 5 and 6 and leave you with another easy one.
Yeah, you could. And we saw how well that worked out last round.
It worked out for 52 points. Let's go 6.
6. All right. This is a good one. Intro violation. Intro violation.
Kind of low on that one.
You could hear a needle drop.
I'm pretty sure that was Spinal Tap with doing a rendition of Aerosmith's Shoot to Thrill.
Okay, I can't give you any points.
That was the song about the cat coats.
Can you say the next line? That's where you got your points last time.
Oh, yes. Can I get that last, 2 seconds of it?
No.
Okay, well then the line would go... Cat coats.
Ah, you got one word of that right. Cats.
I'll take what I can get.
So I'm going to give you 3 points for that. So you have 55 points. That was Cat Scratch Fever by Ted Nugent.
The Motor City Madman.
Wango Tango. That's
I was going to do Wang Tang Sweet Poon Tang. I should have.
Okay, Jason, you need 49 points to tie Nick.
That's right. I got that.
Okay. But you don't know what Dustin could possibly... Oh, you need more than that. I'm sorry, you have 1 point. You need 54 points to tie.
That's right.
You can pick song number 3 or 5.
Let me turn the tables. What would you pick?
Whoa.
We clawed, we chained our hearts in vain. We jumped, never asking why. We kissed, I fell under your spell of love no one could deny.
Hey, you guys, I'm a wrecking ball. I'm tearing down buildings, y'all.
I'm fucking naked now.
My tits are out.
I got a butch hair.
I'm pregnant from Schwarzenegger's son.
Nice.
Miley Cyrus.
Miley Cyrus, that's 2 points.
I nailed the lyrics.
The lyrics, I'm going to give you a 10.
And I mentioned breasts, so there's a breast.
Okay, plus 2.
Breast reduction points.
And what was the name of the song?
Wrecking Ball.
Very good. All right, so that's 10. Very good. 15, 16, 17, that's 18 points.
Okay.
You might get second.
I thought it was rectum ball this whole time.
I know, right? So you have you. Nick,
I thought it was a dance about people's assholes.
You currently have 55 points, Nick.
Just about one asshole.
And Jason has 18 points. Mm-hmm. So Jason, you're the best. You're hoping for a second.
I'm
place
in the here lead.
This isn't golf.
Playing golf.
This isn't golf. Okay.
Okay.
Are you ready for the final?
How many points do I need?
You need 40. You need 50 to win.
All right,
not bad.
Time to get creative.
You got it, man.
All right.
Oh yeah. And if I can say the next line and you can't, you lose 10 points.
Are you ladies getting wet right now?
Oh yeah.
You know it.
Teach a beach sex party.
I prefer Candy Girl, cause I can't sing like him, cause my balls have dropped. But Bobby Brown's around the corner and he's smoking a crack rock.
Okay, do you know the name of that band?
Yeah, it's New Edition.
Okay, there's 2 points. Name of the song.
Telephone Man.
Ah, are you sure that's the name
no,
of the song?
No, it's Telephone. I like Candy Girl better, and Cool. If you'd busted out Cool It Now, fuck, man, I'd have taken this home.
I will give you 17 points because you did do a little good rap there.
Yeah.
So that's 23, 24, 25. So, Nick.
Cool It Now.
Nick, you're the big winner. Congratulations. Do you have anything to say to all your fans out there?
Yes. Don't listen to radio. Podcasts are all you need.
Right, exactly. Podcasting is where it's all at. And since you won, we're going to let you do the upcoming release schedule.
Oh, man. I wanted to do that.
Nice. Silent H's. What, now?
Yeah.
All right. So, coming up, IBWIP listeners, we have episode 173, Premature Booyah. Now available. We also have 174 Bra, also available. And coming out on January 27th, that's a Tuesday, you'll be able to get episode 176, which has got an interview with Slack Eyes Slim.
Yes, our good friend Slack Eyes Slim. And again, we're doing, this will be the first interview episode of 2015.
Oh.
It's our good buddy Slack Eyes Slim.
And far from the last.
Yes, far from the last. Probably 47 more.
But don't forget, everybody, Saturday, January 24th is Beer Can Appreciation Day. And how much more can we appreciate beer cans? We cook with them by shoving up chickens' asses. We turn them into wind chimes and even Wi-Fi boosters. Here's an idea. Just throw them away. People, you know, will say recycle them. No, just throw them away. Also, on January 24th, same day, is Compliment Day. This happens to be a very lovely holiday, and I think it's even lost some weight.
What a compliment that was.
Oh, no, I'm just trying to be honest, you know. Compliment Day's, you know, been pretty good to me, and I'd like to be good back. It's good to everybody. Also, please remember to submit any questions, comments, or suggestions to Blake at IBWIP.com, and they will be read live on the show. And if you like what you hear, please tell a friend and help support the show.
Tell all three of your friends. Guys, this has been one hell of a show. We'll go around and do plugs. Dustin, do you have any plugs for us?
Yeah,
today?
Just come see me at Co-op Records at 3253 Court Street, Pekin, Illinois, 61554. 309-346-2777. Find us on Facebook.
Is it okay if we put that phone number on the show notes?
Yeah, why not? It's public knowledge.
Okay.
Yeah, just find us on Facebook, Co-op Records of Pekin, Illinois. I'm the handsome fellow behind the counter most of the time.
All right.
You know, come handsome find fellow. Me for all your music-related needs. Mostly music. You're cute. You might have some other needs.
I would like to say thank you for some of the things that you shared with me tonight. I feel like we're closer together now. I feel like we're bosom buddies. Jason, do you have anything to plug as well?
Sure. Go to Tazco Trade Co. on Facebook and like us there. Help us get to 1,000 likes. Go to my website, TazcoTradeCo.com. Buy all my shit, and I'll bring it to you naked.
All right. And Negative Nick, who's back in the saddle, what do you got to plug?
He's back!
I will be at... You should come by the Co-op Records, really. I'll be there. Hey, I'll sign any album. I don't care who did it.
We have a booth set up in the corner.
It's very dark. It's very scary.
He's in the 18 and over room next to the butt plugs.
And if you're in the Champaign-Urbana region on January 26th...
Is that below the belly button? The
Champaign-Urbana
region?
I mean...
That's banana hammock region.
Yeah.
That's different. Different region. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's the...
tough
that's,
vaping.
That's the banana hammock county. It's the county seat. The 26th of January, Monday, I'll be doing some open mic stand-up at the Blind Pig. It starts late, like 10:45, so come out. Cheap PBRs and maybe laughs.
I want to do that. I want to go.
You should come.
When is it?
It's January 26th. You got to sign up at like 9 or something.
I don't want to be in it. I want to watch you.
Oh, well, then you can show up an hour later.
you know by being on the show that I'm not funny. I wouldn't do very well.
I don't think any of us are going to do very well. I can't wait. No, I've seen the guy who does it before, and he's definitely told a joke, and it was very funny.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, good luck to you. Thanks. That's awesome. I want to definitely thank craftvapory.com.
Yeah, for sure.
For stepping up and being our sponsor.
And Meriwether.
And
her nice Meriwether. Handwriting.
Meriwether, I would love to meet you. We're also going to be having somebody from Craft Vapory on in the near future.
Is it her?
I think I'm going to email the guy and say, hey, let's change this schedule around and get Meriwether on here.
That's right.
It's probably some big, huge guy that weighs 400 pounds and sweating balls.
Great penmanship, though.
Yes, very good.
Yeah.
The XOs.
I'm sold.
Yep. And thank you all for listening, and make sure to check us out at IBWIP.com. Also, check us out on our YouTube page. We are going to be releasing our Craft Vapory segment tonight on our YouTube page. That's youtube.com/PiaVision. Check it out. Subscribe, because you know what? On February 7th, I don't want to hear anybody bitching that they didn't win because they didn't play. Just like the lotto, you got to play to win. Thanks a lot, guys.
Listening to IBWIP helps fight depression. It makes you realize your life is great when compared to those losers.
Sorry, that was my fault.
It's okay.
It's the first time I've ever done this.
Thanks for a great first show.
Made history.
Did we?
Well, anything that happens is technically history. So whether or not we did a show, history was still being made. We just happened to be recording it.
And we're all dudes, so we don't have to deal with any of that her story bullshit.
That's right. Her story.
I liked it. It was good. Any complaints?
Is that solely from Will Forte?
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use the special coupon code, Section 8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.